Glynis Crook. I've said it before. They're cute, they have character, and Cape Town would be a sad place without them. But African penguins are teetering on the brink of extinction. Now, two bird conservation organizations, BirdLife South Africa and SANCOB, are taking the Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment to court over what they see as a flawed plan to protect them. To find out more, I'm joined now by Nikki Stunder, who's Head of Conservation at SANCOB. Thanks for joining us on the program, Nikki. If you could begin by telling me, please, about the decline in their numbers and what are the threats to their survival?
Thanks for having me on, Glynis. The African penguin is in big trouble. It's declined by 97% since the turn of the century, when there were more than sort of 1.5 to 3 million individuals. Today, we have less than 10,000 breeding pairs in South Africa and Namibia, with the majority of those here in South Africa. So the species is listed as endangered. However, a process is underway to uplist them to critically endangered due to the species experiencing an 8% decline each year. And if this rate of decline persists, penguins will be extinct in the wild by 2035. So, you know, that's really not far away at all. We need a megaphone to convey the urgency of the situation. So the threats facing them, of course, are numerous. There's things like oil pollution, underwater noise pollution, predation by sharks and seals, and land predators, the effects of climate change, and more recently, avian influenza or bird flu has caused mortality in penguins and other seabirds. But the key driver of the penguins' decline is that they can't find enough food. They specialize on eating sardines and anchovy, and they compete with the purse seine fishing industry in the areas around their colonies, and they're simply not finding enough fish to eat.
And this is one of the reasons, I think, why you are taking the office of the minister to court. What are you asking for, and how is this going to benefit the penguins?
Yes, we haven't taken the decision lightly at all, but SANCOB and BirdLife South Africa feel that we've been left with no choice but to ask the court for assistance. So the minister is responsible for the conservation and protection of threatened species. And she's also responsible for ensuring that marine living resources such as sardine and anchovy are used in an ecologically sustainable manner. So there's been a long history involving the conservation sector, government and the fishing industry to try and find a compromise for penguins to find enough fish to eat and also for the fishing industry to remain viable. But there's been a number of technical and scientific disputes that couldn't be resolved and they reached an impasse. So what the minister did in 2022 is that she appointed a panel of expert scientists to review the available science and to provide recommendations to help the minister decide whether to close fishing around the six largest penguin colonies to industry. And the panel made their recommendations and they recommended that, yes, we should close fishing to industry for 10 years around these six colonies. And the minister implemented that at the end of last year, which we were very pleased about. However, she did not implement their recommendation regarding the shape of the closure. And that's really critical because each colony is different. And the way that the penguins forage and hunt for fish has different sort of outlines and shapes, if you like, the areas in which they find food. And if closures are not capable of reducing the fishing competition between penguins and industry, then they can't possibly serve their intended purpose. So that's really the reason why we're seeking the court's assistance.
Has the department or any other parties responded to the litigation?
Yes, the DFFE and the other respondents, which is SAFFIA, the South African Fishing Association and the Eastern Cape Fishing Association, have filed intentions to oppose the litigation.
Gosh, so is SANCOB and BirdLife South Africa taking any other actions over and above this?
Yes, both organizations are heavily involved in numerous conservation interventions. You know, we do the rescue and rehabilitation efforts. We are working together to establish a new colony at Durhoek Nature Reserve, where there's fish availability because it's a no-take zone, and of course monitoring research, to name a few. So we work very closely with the DFFE on actions set out in the African Penguin Biodiversity Management Plan. However, food availability is not being adequately addressed by the minister, and this is our concern.
What can the public do to help?
I'm really happy that you asked me that. We really need the public support now more than ever. So we really need to help create awareness. We need people to care enough to put pressure on the government, which will stop this species from going extinct. Please follow us on social media and share our posts with your networks. And if supporters are able to, please consider donating to SANCOB or BirdLife South Africa via our websites. We are running a robust PR campaign parallel to the litigation, and costs will mount up. So that would be extremely helpful.
Any idea when the court case is taking place?
No idea, Glynis. It will be in a few months' time, we anticipate.
Thanks there to Nikki Stonder, Head of Conservation at SANCOB, and let's hope that they win this one. And that's it for this week from me, Glynis Crook. Take care and goodbye.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.